Estamos en vivo, señoras y señores. Estamos en vivo. We are live. Sorry about the Spanish. I was talking Spanish with my friend here, Albert Armas. I got stuck with it. So we're here live at Clearwater Comic Con here all day till 6 p.m. Geek Culture Congress live. And here with my friend, of course, Mr. Albert de Armas from De Armas Comics, Alien Ooh. Knox Comic Book. We are working on Volume 3. Ooh. Is about to drop. Wow, what an experience, man. What an experience helping you you gave me the opportunity to be one of your story editors. I really appreciate that. Tell me about all this journey that you've been on with this comic book.
Well, it's been great, but I was kind of rushed because I wanted to bring the comic book earlier, and right. It wasn't possible because I was working with some issues about supposedly melanoma cancer that I was going through. And but thanks God, everything's fine now. They get rid of the...
Oh, I'm glad you're well.
Yeah,
well.
Look, the surgery is kind of notable.
Yeah, that's okay. You gotta tell a different story. Like, you know, you got hit, you know. You gotta give a better story
I was involved in a fight in the bar. No, but right away I get everything in place. Uh-huh. I was able to finish the comic book, and now it's going to be out in 2 weeks. And I'm very happy how it ended up. It's full of action. You have the superhero now in their environment. The origin part is like getting to a point that now is the adventure that is emerging.
Right.
And we can see the fight, the war that is going inside him, and how he's trying to fight also his own world.
Right.
It's amazing. I think that we are in a point now that the comic is taking his own life.
Right.
You know, it's going to start from... He's going to make his own history from now on. Every settlement is already in place, and now it's time to see Alien Knox in all his colors.
Very cool. Very cool.
And I'm very happy, man. I really want to take the opportunity to thank you.
No problem.
Helping me to bring and deliver the story as it is. You know that English is not my main language, but with your help, we did a masterpiece, in my opinion. Your ideas, I'm happy to see what you want to have in mind and how awesome ended up doing it. And I always said that a one-man band comic book is very difficult, and when you have collaboration, it's way easier and it's more richer of content and ideas and all that. I'm very happy, man, that you are with me in this journey, to be honest, and that motivates me to keep going on. And about Volume 3, I want to tell the people that are watching this and doesn't have Volume 1 or Volume 2, mm-hmm. This is the moment to go any of the digital stores. We are in Comixology, iBooks, we are in Amazon Kindle Fire.
That's right.
We have also the paperback copies on thearmacomic.com and amazon.com, and now there's a big UK store that is also selling the paperback copies.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys
they
have a satin paper technology.
Mm-hmm.
It looks so awesome that really, really, really I recommend people have the paperback copy for collectibles, man. It's amazing how it turned out, the result. And you can go to thearmascomic.com and see whatever we have over there, and the story is there.
Very
so
cool.
You can have an idea of what Alien Knox is about. And aside that is an action comic book about fighting the evil.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I love the idea that we create a superhero that fights evil from... the start, you know, Alienox have a universe inside, mm-hmm. and everything is going on there. The war is there, and if you humanize that character, you can think that it relates to every one of us. That sometimes we have issues, sometimes we have problems, and we need to solve them first we can just keep going on in our life.
That's right.
And I never thought about it until the same people that buy the comic and give me the comics are really connecting with the comic because of that. And I was, I didn't write it like that, but but it's getting that message. And you know what? Is that Alienox? Who Alienox is? So be it. It is like that. You know, it's our hero, the hero that solves our problems, and it's super awesome.
Very cool.
You saw the draft. You saw the. Do you like the way we portray the inner inner world?
Every issue that I work on that I edit for you, it's like I purposely do it one at a time because I did read the whole thing quickly, but I purposely edited it one at a time so I follow the story in a way that the fans do, you guys do. Uh-huh. So when I edit it, I want to make sure that every step by step is you know working towards the final ending, you know, so in a proper way, the way that you guys consume it. So
do you like the idea how I created technology with organic flesh and
that's perfect. It's perfect. Yeah,
what he connected with the nerves, like, it's amazing, right?
I mean, and when this issue 3 is gonna really it's gonna really expand your mind where the story is going. So issue 3, when is it coming out?
It's going to be out 2 weeks.
Okay.
You can buy the pre-sale right now going to thearmascomic.com. You can go ahead there, go there and buy it, get your copy before anyone else, because as always we do limited quantity, so take the opportunity to have the very first edition of the third volume of Alienox. I'm telling you, this is an issue you need to have in your collection. This is the one that's going to revolutionize the whole collection of Alienox. Number one is important because you get introduced to the character.
That's right.
Number two is essential because it shows you that other people can be human planets as well. But number three is where everything starts. You know, the action, this is it, man. We are right in the right direction right now with Alienox, and we are very, very happy. We even have people that want to collaborate with us now that they used to work with DC and Marvel, bro.
Wow.
I'm very happy. Well, we're talking with different artists that like the concept. They already make a post in their own web pages saying that the formula is very unique, very fresh. They didn't see anything like it before. And it's amazing that happened because sometimes people think that everything is already tailed.
Right.
And suddenly, boom, you got something that nobody was talking about first, you know? And even though I get the idea from a movie that Steven Spielberg, back in the days in the 80s, he created, it's called Inner Space.
Mm-hmm.
Reading that people say that you never read something like that is give me bump, man.
Goosebumps.
Goosebumps, yeah, because it's like, We did something. We did something that something's here, and we are very happy to see where it can go. You know that I'm friend also with Humberto Ramos, that he worked for Marvel too.
Hello.
And that's a very realistic.
She went hard.
Se fue Leo.
She went. We got some serious cosplayers here at the Clearwater Comic Con, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
So. TheAnimusComics.com. TheAnimusComics.com. I keep wanting to keep speaking Spanish. I don't know why. So check it out and
smile.
I will show you guys, but then the whole laptop will be discombobulated.
Cool.
But TheAnimusComics.com. Alienox.
Alienox.
Go get it. Read the first two. Get ready for the third one. And we'll be talking about it more here at Geek Culture Congress as we keep coming out with them, okay? So thank you so much. Come see us. We're here. Albert Damas is here. You want a sketch? You want a physical copy of 1 and 2? There, he's here right now. He can sell it to you. He can sign it for you.
Yeah.
Come see him right now. We're here at Clearwater Comic Con. We're here till 6 p.m.?
Yeah.
Yeah, 6 p.m. If you're local, Tampa Bay area, come see us. We're here. you want to talk about Marvel and DC and whatever you want to talk about, let's do a live show. I'm here right now. Let's get on Geek Culture Congress right now. It's all about you guys. We'll see you here at Clearwater Comic Con. See ya.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.